Across the border in Iraq, a new play has opened in Baghdad, and that play is a cultural first. Shiite Muslims know the story of the death of Imam Hussein, a story that is central to their faith. But it has not been portrayed in a theater until now. NPR's Deborah Amos went to see Hussein as revolutionary and martyr.
It is an epic production, a tragedy that ends with the massacre of Imam Hussein, his followers, and his family. Hussein was the grandson of Islam's prophet Muhammad. Hussein and his followers fight against overwhelming odds and are slaughtered by the army of a 7th century tyrant on the dusty plains of Karbala in what is now southern Iraq. For most of Saddam's rule, public commemorations of Hussein's martyrdom were banned, and it's easy to see why, says director Jawad Al-Hasib.
Under Saddam's regime, we were banned from this because the story calls for opposition to injustice and tyranny and the overthrow of tyrants.
Al-Hasib was forbidden to work as a director during Saddam's time. Now he's hired 40 actors, raised $40,000. He's been rehearsing for months. The theater on Sadoun Street in central Baghdad was once a movie house with 800 red velvet seats, but no more than 30 people are here today. Iraqis are still afraid this theater could be a target, says Al-Hasib. He talks about something no Broadway director has ever had to confront.
We want to continue to work, even if we have to die for it.
One character, a historical figure, the evil tyrant, resembles none other than Saddam Hussein.
The fools are those who hide their hatred from me. My spies report even your whispers. I will judge you by your intentions, not by your deeds.
In long robes and a turban, he threatens to cut off heads if people don't obey, then showers them with money, a recognized reference to Saddam's tactics in his rule of fear. But there is a more complex meaning in portraying Saddam. Shiites know the 7th century tyrant has been forgotten by history. They hope Saddam's legacy will fade away too. The symbol of Imam Hussein, his moral duty to stand up to injustice, even if it means death, remains central to their faith. The final scene is a lament for the enduring tragedy. When the performance is over, no one claps. Some people cry, moved by the production, or because for Shiites, this well-known story is the basis for their identity. Sausan Taha El-Jabouri, a college art major, was overwhelmed.
We know the story of Imam Hussein, the story of his martyrdom, since our early childhood, but now we have got the chance to see it on the stage performed.
For Yusuf Al-Khatib, a writer who came back after the war, there is a cultural message as well as a religious one.
Iraq is full of symbols and we can learn lessons. Now the real artists are back on the stage. Good values have come back to life again.
This is the first time that an actor has played Imam Hussein on stage, as controversial as the first portrayal in the West of Jesus in films. In Iraq, the top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, had to approve. The director had to guarantee the actor was a good, pious man. Iyad Hamid, an arts professor with a gentle face and a long gray beard, played the role.
I am trying to symbolize the holiness of Imam Hussein, his good deeds and heroism. It's a big responsibility. It is the most complex role, the biggest role of my life.
Thank you. Welcome.
The actors walk out into the Baghdad night. Opening in the Iraqi capital is the equivalent of off Broadway. The producers hope for an Arab world tour. But the staged commemorations of the martyrdom of Hussein is already planned in Shia communities all over southern Iraq, a sign of their political emergence now that Saddam is gone. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.